you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I'd like to know what this is all about. What was ordered?
Can I get your zip code?
Huh?
Your zip code?
47102.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Mary Johnson.
And your shipping address?
3951 North Whitsett Road. What was ordered?
I'll be right with you. Okay, so it looks like you ordered a kitchen. Just a sec. I'll be right with you. Look like you ordered a kitchen set.
A what?
A kitchen set.
A kitchen set?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of kitchen set?
It just says a kitchen set.
I did not order no kitchen set. I haven't ordered anything, and I don't know how long.
You did. You took a survey on June 25th at 9:31 a.m. And you picked
what?
The gift. You picked the gift.
I picked a gift.
Yes, ma'am. Looks like a kitchen exclusive offer.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you today.
I'd like to have my money back in my account. Because I did not, and I ain't received nothing.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's a valid charge.
Somebody's taking money out of my bank account, and I don't even know how they're getting my bank account.
Because you ordered this card?
No, I did not. Because I done went down to the bank and talked to the bank. I did not give anybody authorization to get into my bank account. That's one thing I do not do.
Well, you put your card information in the system.
No, I did not.
And then in
the It's got my bank. It's got my bank number in it. No, I did not. I don't even use my bank number. I use my debit card. And that is not my debit card. That is my bank card. And I do not use my bank card.
Okay, I can offer you a 35% refund.
35? I want my $56 back.
Or I can offer you a 50%.
I want my $56.95 put back in my bank.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's a valid charge.
It is not a valid charge.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
It's a crook. Somebody has got my bank account number. Because I did not order anything. And I do not have a hyphens in my middle name anyway. My name is not Mary E. Bridge hyphen Johnson.
No, ma'am, we just have a Mary Johnson. Your
email
address,
ain't what this is.
And your email address is mbridge2012@insighttbb.com.
Okay, so how'd y'all get that? I don't even use that.
You put your information in, ma'am.
Oh, honey, I did not.
Okay, well, I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I want my money back in the bank.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation.
Wait till I find a pen. Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
260. 73.
What did you say?
260.
Okay.
7305.
7305. Okay. 30. Okay. Now you're gonna put this all back in my bank?
Oh no, ma'am.
You better. Because I didn't do this. And the bank said I didn't do it.
Okay, so you
because I wasn't even home. I wasn't even home when this was ordered.
Okay, so you're stating that this is fraud?
Do what?
Are you stating that this is fraud?
Yes. So I want my $56.95 back in the bank.
I'll get you over to the fraud department. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I will transfer you to the fraud department so they can do an investigation to see who used this card without authorization. I just want to make sure you're aware.
That ain't no card. That ain't no card.
It's a bank card, ma'am.
No, it ain't no card.
Okay.
There is not no card.
Yes, ma'am. It's a card. It's a card ending. And we have a card ending in 5529. Are you familiar with that card?
5529.
It's a credit card ending in 5529.
Yeah, that's my debit card.
Okay. So I just want to make sure you are aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone.
So do I, honey. So do I. And she asked me, she said, when I got to the bank, she said, did you order anything this morning? And I said, no, I did not. She said, well, we just now had a thing come in on you. Now, how could I have been at the bank when you said I ordered something?
This was placed on June the 20th. You will be charged up until you cancel. So it's an auto draft.
Well, it's canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm canceling it tomorrow, so you won't get no money at all.
Okay, we canceled it as well. Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope.
Okay. Do you still want to speak with the fraud department?
Nope.